Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Rain falling outside. It's with 9 floors up in the Kia Studios.
Nasty.
Yep, nasty.
Coming Did up you say good morning, everybody, by the way?
Morning.
All right, there you go.
Coming up top of the hour, we got John Fricke and Willie P. I think they're out there doing their push-ups and sit-ups.
And couldn't – why do you
– They're getting ready. They got to get ready, man.
Ain't nobody out there doing push-ups and
sit-ups. Yeah, they
are.
They got to get ready before they come into the Kia Studios. You got to be prepared.
Nobody out there doing those sit-ups. They're waking up.
You got to get your mind right, man.
That's right, but they ain't doing it with those sit-ups. You do a sit-up before we go on the air at 6 in the morning?
No, it's too early.
Yeah, exactly.
But I tell you, somebody who's ready for anything, because he's up in Chicago, your stomping grounds for All-Star Weekend. Seiko Smith from NBA TV, NBA.com, joins us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Seiko, how is Chicago, man?
It's great.
It's a lot warmer today than it was 2 days ago, Sam. I'm actually walking down Rush Street right now.
I'm about to say, he's outside.
which would have been unbearable, too. It was two below the other day. I was ready to get on a flight and come back to Atlanta and go home, man. I wasn't trying to put up with the cold weather.
Walking down Rush, which means you can see Gibson's too, right?
I can see a little bit of everything.
There you go.
I'm in these streets right now. Get my early morning walk on.
See, these guys are smart. They're staying more closer to downtown. Then they Uber over to United Center. So that's
exactly.
how they do it.
All right, Seiko, who won the slam dunk last night? Come on, man.
Oh, Aaron Gordon won. I mean, he got robbed. There was no doubt about it. And we, you know, in the building, you know, we were writing. I closed my laptop. I was like, oh, story done. I was ready to file my story. I was like, oh, it's over. And when the 47 popped up, I was as shocked as everybody else. It was stunning. I mean, it was an unbelievable night for him to get perfect scores all the way through until that last dunk. It's just, I'm still upset. I woke up mad about it. Because I hate it for Aaron Gordon. That's twice now.
Yep.
Where he's outperformed the other guy, even if it's by the slimmest of margins. He was the better guy and didn't get the trophy, man. He's got two empty spots on his mantle where he should have slam dunk trophies.
And why wouldn't the league or why wouldn't whoever was there just call it a tie? Everybody else, and on TV watching it, everybody's saying it's going to be a tie. It's a tie. Shut it down.
Yeah, well, look, you can't manipulate it. If you want it to be done right, you got to allow the judges to make those choices. And, you know, now I know everybody's coming out saying there was an error on the scoring and this, that, and the other. But, Aaron, if you walked through that building last night and you didn't feel like Aaron Gordon won, I'm going to let you borrow my glasses for next year's dunk contest.
Really.
Man. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Seiko Smith. He is walking on Rush Street in Chicago this morning.
I got one I want to ask. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Sam.
Go ahead.
But, Seiko, from your standpoint, who was the star's star last night in the building? Because I've been telling Sam that this generation doesn't look at Michael as the end-all, be-all as far as slam dunks. They look at Vince Carter. I don't know if he was in the building, but was he one of the people when the young players see him, they gravitate toward him?
You know, it's weird. I didn't see Vince last night. If he was in there, I didn't see him. Honestly, you don't know who got the loudest cheers last night? Scottie Pippen.
Really?
When they announced Scottie Pippen, he got more cheers than anybody. So, look, Chicago's a parochial town. This is a place that loves its stars. And Scottie won like no one else, you know, in this town in terms of people who were in the building last night. So I wasn't surprised that he got the loudest ovation. But it's different. You know, they're not – this generation of players, they have different touchstones. You know, Kobe Bryant is more their guy than even Michael Jordan would have been. And that's just by virtue of – when they were born, when they started watching the game, when they started paying attention to All-Star Saturday night.
Social media, too.
Yeah, that would be Kobe more so than Michael. And it's funny you mentioned social media, Sam. We were all sitting around last night just laughing and talking. And, you know, for people like you and me and a lot of others, we started covering the league long before social media was alive.
Yeah.
So this idea that, you know, everything could be viral and, you know, could you imagine if we'd have had social media in 88 when the dunk contest was so controversial?
My goodness.
Know,
my goodness.
You know, yeah, I mean, yeah. It's a different world.
Or the Malice in the Palace.
Well, yeah, I was there, too. I was in the building that night. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a different world, you know.
Yeah.
Totally different world.
Totally is. Great to be spending some time this morning with Sekou Smith from NBA TV, NBA.com, and the Hangtime Podcast. He's there in Chicago at All-Star Weekend. Okay, Sekou, what do you expect to see today? In this game, I know here in Atlanta we want to see Trae Young have a better performance than last night. The first time Atlanta's had a representative start in this game since Dikembe Mutombo. But thoughts about how you feel like things are going to unfold, and what should we watch for tonight?
Well, look, I think you're going to have a lot of guys going out trying to put on a show in tribute to Kobe Bryant. You know, all of these guys in the game have some sort of connection to him. You know. Have their own individual relationships they had with Kobe, and that's going to be present on everybody's, you know, brain tonight. So whoever gets the MVP trophy is getting the first, you know, Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP award, so that's going to be important to a lot of guys. I would expect Giannis Antetokounmpo to try and go out and put on a show, but he won't be alone. I mean, that's, every other guy out there is going to want that MVP trophy tonight, and they're going to want to be able to raise it over their heads and say a few words about Kobe Bryant when the night is over. And I don't blame them. I mean, it's been a strange trip this past few weeks trying to figure out, you know, how are we all supposed to move on from, you know, a senseless tragedy, you know, to one of the iconic, you know, players that the league has ever seen.
Yeah, that's one we had to get into yourself. I know you've been covered up in it. The last couple of weeks. What can you put your last couple of weeks into words?
No, it's weird, Sam. You know, because if you have kids and if you, you know, shuttle them off to games and, you know, activities the way most of us have and coach them like the way I coach my boys when they play football in Smyrna, what happened hits you in a place that you didn't even realize was there. You know, I've talked to so many people who weren't Kobe fans, weren't NBA fans, but were parents, you know, and were Little League parents or, you know, bitty ball parents. And it's that tragedy and the way it went down hit people in so many different emotional levels, you know, that I think it's going to be really difficult to make sense of it. Even now, after, you know, after we all know what it is, and there'll be a memorial service on the 24th at Staples Center, you know, for everybody to kind of go through it again, but it's been cathartic being here this weekend, seeing the entire NBA ecosystem in one spot where everybody can kind of, you know, you get to shake hands and hug people that you see all the time, but you maybe take for granted. And now you maybe won't do that as much as we did before Kobe passed.
Sekou Smith joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sekou, I want to get your thoughts, so let's move on to the second half of this season. And it's funny because for the last few years, my partner has been sort of looking at the NBA with a skunk eye because he always knew that LeBron and the Golden State Warriors were going to be in the finals. Well, that's not going to be the case this year to some point because it looks like now the Lakers are going to be there, but I don't see anybody dethroned in this Milwaukee team going into the second half of the season and Giannis being on some sort of quest to show LeBron he wants the mantle as the best player. Heading into the second half, what do you see playing out?
Well, we all felt that way last year about the Bucks, like they were on this mission, and, you know, Kawhi Leonard and Toronto Raptors changed that. So I'm not even close to figuring out what the rest of the season is going to look like, because I think that the recent history of how things go down and who's injured and who's not and who's playing their best basketball at the right time changes so dramatically over the course of the next 28 games and then into the playoffs. Once we get into the postseason, you just don't know who's going to be prepared physically, mentally, you know, emotionally for the grind that is a championship run, you know. So what looks like a title contender right now can change over the course of the next few months. I'm excited to see how a team like Miami you know, continues to evolve this year, because we didn't have them in the mix as a team that could possibly win a championship going into the season. But now they could very well be standing in the way of a Milwaukee trying to get there. There's a lot of basketball to be played on both sides, and I wouldn't begin to think that I have a good handle on who's coming out, because we don't know who's going to be healthy and playing their best when it matters most.
I just wanted to ask you, have you seen anybody with a bigger smile on their face these last few days than Trae Young? Being there, being a starter. I mean, the guy met Obama a few days ago, walked in on him when those guys were doing some charity work. Unfortunately, he didn't last far in the three-point contest, but players like him and these guys that are there looking, you see this every time you go to the NBA All-Star Weekend. The young players that get to see the stars, their grin never goes away. Is that correct?
Yeah, and listen, Trae and Luka Doncic especially, they are a part of a group of nine first-time All-Stars who are all walking around with those grins, you know, those grins as wide as a Chicago street. You know, they have no idea what they were in for until they got here and stepped into it. And that's the beauty of becoming an All-Star. I tell you this all the time. A player walks into his first All-Star weekend as a guy in the big game one way and leaves it with a totally different perspective, because you get to mingle with that greatness. And you get a different kind of respect, you know, from the Dr. J's and the other players, former players, legends. Everybody's in town all at once. And the status of being an All-Star, no matter how you got there, whether it was voted in by the fans and the media panel and all that, or if the coaches pick you, once you ascend to that level, you join that rare fraternity. Not just, you're already playing as the 1% of guys on planet Earth who can make the NBA. But once you become an All-Star, you move into that velvet room. You know, you get behind the rope, and now you're part of that super elite club of guys who have been All-Stars in this league, and it changes you hopefully for the better for the rest of your career.
Yeah, looking for that. You were around Commissioner Adam Silver at a press conference yesterday and talked about some things, and this is an Olympic year. We talk about that later on. Any thoughts about the Olympic team and I know he talked about China a little bit as well. Your thoughts about him talking about that yesterday on the eve of the All-Star game?
Yeah, look, I'm slated to go to Tokyo myself to cover the Olympics. So I'm very concerned, like anybody else is, about what's going on with the coronavirus. And that'll be an issue until they get it resolved, or at least get it to a point where they feel comfortable. There's been no indication that anything will change. But that list of players that are you know, going to be considered for the Olympic team is impressive. You know, this could be the last ride for certain guys. You know, LeBron James and the guys who helped turn the program around. But it's also an entree for some of these young players, that kind of that next generation. And really, there's another group, you know, with Trae Young and John Collins and those guys involved. You know, guys who are in their second and third years, who didn't even necessarily make the list of 44 finalists this time. So this is a transition period for USA basketball. You know, they're getting ready to go from kind of a golden era with LeBron and those guys, and the way they, you know, Kobe and Jason Kidd and Chris Paul and that generation of guys who helped revive the program, to figuring out who becomes the staples for the next generation. There are a lot of guys who are going to want a piece of that. That gold medal action, it's a lot like that All-Star stuff I was talking about. Once you get into that next level of stardom in this league, the bells and whistles that accompany it are things that resonate even with guys who are at the very top of their games.
Yeah, we'll watch for that indeed. Look, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning while you're getting your walk on. You're still on Rush Street? Where you at right now?
I am. I'm on Sam right now. I'm on Rush, and I'm stopped. My sister is walking with me. She came down. We are getting ready to walk in to Stars Donuts.
Yeah.
And we're going to sit down and just smash whatever walking. Stan's Donuts. I'm sorry. We're getting ready to ruin all this walking we just did. We're getting ready to ruin it in about 3 seconds.
And he can walk down about another block, and then you make a left toward Michigan Avenue, a right. Yeah, left. And he'll go by Ditka's.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right here.
Yeah, you go by Ditka's there. So you get yourself a pork chop or a steak there, pal.
Yo, thanks so much for spending some time, man. Continue to enjoy your All-Star weekend and safe travels home.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sekou.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man.
All right, that is Sekou Smith. You can follow him on Twitter. He is social at Sekou Smith NBA.
I need to take you there, man.
This man's walking down Rush Street. He's talking to us walking down Rush Street.
Code out and cross street in the place. We got some final thoughts about NBA All-Star Weekend and a Red Shirt Sunday.
And the XFL.
And Daytona 500 before we get on out of here. Yes. Sam McGregor, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.